From the facilities of Christian Life Center in Grass Valley, California, we welcome you today to Victorious Christian Living. For the next half hour, please stay with us as we share inspiration, gospel music, and encouragement from God's Word. Good morning. Good morning to you once again. This is Pastor Dale Robbins of Christian Life Center. We've got exciting things to share with you in today's program. We're going to be talking about complaining. Yes, that's right. Complaining, our favorite subject, right? Well, I hope you will stay tuned and listen to what we have to share in this regard. But first, my daughter Angie Robbins is coming to share this song, You Are Still Holy.
You are still sorry.
We invite you to join us this Sunday morning at Christian Life Center. Our service begins at 10:30 with Spirit-filled worship and music, followed by a challenging message from God's Word. For children, we have an exciting kids' church, along with nursery care for infants. Christian Life Center is located on Highway 49 at Christian Life Way, 2 minutes south of Grass Valley's McKnight Way. For more information, phone 273-8475. We may know it by different terms, such as griping, grumbling, whining, or even belly aching. In the King James Version of the Bible, the common term used was murmuring. But regardless of the word that we use to describe it, complaining always has the same symptoms. The dictionary defines it as an expression of unhappiness, dissatisfaction, or discontent. Complaining is the outward expression of discontent from within. As we look back into the Old Testament and see how God dealt with the children of Israel, we discover that the Lord always considered their complaints as an act of unbelief directed toward Him. When they complained about their circumstances, their type of food, and even at Moses, God was displeased because they weren't thankful to Him for what He had provided them. He was disappointed that they refused to trust in Him to provide, protect, and direct the order of their lives. In Numbers 11 and verse 1, the scripture says, "Now when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, for the Lord heard it, and His anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed Son in the outskirts of the camp." Regardless of whatever circumstances may cause discontent or dissatisfaction, complaining is always an expression of unbelief toward God's order in our life. You see, the whole premise of Christianity is that Jesus becomes the Lord or the boss of our life and of our circumstances. They are in His hands. Thus, if a believer complains, it really becomes an accusation against our Lord in whom we have trusted our lives. Moses said, "For the Lord hears your complaints which you make against Him. And what are we? Your complaints are not against us, but against the Lord," in Exodus 16, verse 8. Also, see what the psalmist wrote about this in Psalms 106, 24 through 27. He said, "They despised the pleasant land. They did not believe His word, but complained in their tents, and did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore He raised up His hand in an oath against them, to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their descendants among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands." Complaining is unbelief in God's word that says, "All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose," in Romans 8 and verse 28. If the Christian really does believe that the Lord is in control of their life and is indeed working all things together for our good, we will stop complaining and start thanking the Lord for the plan that He is working together for us. Yes, in spite of difficulties that come our way, we should be thankful people and realize and trust and believe that God is working everything together for our good. Even when the devil comes against our faith with trials that are not so good, God will even turn these situations around and work them together for good as we remain steadfast in our faith. Don't become bitter and start complaining, but keep giving praise to God. Keep giving thanks to Him in spite of all things. This will prevent the devil from overcoming you with discouragement and will send him running. The Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you," in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. Thanksgiving is the expression of gratefulness and faith in God. It's the very opposite of complaining. Giving of thanks expresses appreciation for what God has done, what He has promised, and is the confidence that He is directing our life with His order and provision. God will answer prayers and will work in the behalf of the thankful. Psalm 50, verses 14 through 15. The Apostle Paul warned Christians to avoid the danger of complaining. Referring to the Hebrew children in the wilderness, Paul told the Corinthian church to neither complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 10. In this passage, Paul implied that complaining actually gives place to the devil in our lives and opens the door to destruction by Satan, the destroyer. The devil thrives in an atmosphere of complaining. Complaining can literally invoke a curse of destruction, as it did in the lives of the Hebrew children who were destroyed in the wilderness. The Israelites kept complaining that they were going to die in the wilderness. Numbers 14, verse 2 through 3. The Lord finally got fed up with their whining and actually allowed their complaints to come upon them. He said, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness. All of you who were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above," Numbers 14, 27 through 28. 29. The Lord allowed the destroyer to answer their complaints with the very destruction that they confessed and predicted. Keep in mind, never did the people, do we know of, actually speak to the Lord with their complaints. They never complained to the Lord directly, but they complained to the Lord's representatives. They complained to the Lord's servant Moses. They complained of the provisions and their circumstances and the things that were going on in their life. And God had arranged these things in their life. Yes, He knew that there were going to be troubles and challenges and moments of despair, but yet He was working together at all times, a plan in their life, bringing them about for that ultimate purpose. He was wanting them to believe and to trust Him. When they had a need for food and clothing, He provided for them as they called upon Him and as they believed Him. He provided shoes that never wore out. He provided manna in the wilderness and in the desert. Not only that, but He opened the Red Sea before them that they could walk through on dry ground in their pursuit of the promised land and in their departure and fleeing from the land of Egypt. My friends, God did all of these things in their life, and yet they were unthankful, and they were complaining to God's representatives, complaining of their circumstances, and yet God was in control of their lives. Does that say something to you and I? If we have surrendered our life to the Lord, if we have trusted Him to take over our life, and we find ourselves complaining, if we have put our lives in God's hands, and we find ourselves doing nothing but complaining about our circumstances, dear friends, we need to get down on our knees and ask God to forgive us and begin to be thankful and trust God that He's working out something in our behalf. We must be careful lest we find ourselves complaining at God, though we may be directing our complaints toward our pastor, toward our church, toward our employer, or other individuals. God is in control, dear friends. They are not, even though it may look momentarily that they are. The Apostle Paul tells Christians to do all things without complaining in Philippians 2 and verse 14. And the Epistle of Jude places complainers in the same category as ungodly sinners who inherit judgment. In Jude 1 verse 15 through 16, Paul says, "These are grumblers, complainers, walking in their own lusts." Complaining is commonplace in the lives of unbelievers who have no trust in God. But as we have said, Christians must be different. They must be people of faith, filled with gratefulness, with thanksgiving, and with faith. Besides, this Bible teaches that all believers are supposed to dwell upon the good and virtuous things in Philippians 4 and verse 8. So if we as believers were obeying the scripture all the time, what would we find to complain about? We're supposed to think on those things which are good. Complaining, you see, is evidence that we're not obeying God's word, that we're not really doing what God has told us to do to begin with. The root of complaining, as I've said previously, complaining is an expression of discontent. Therefore, if Christians were content to begin with in Christ Jesus, as Paul said we should be, they wouldn't have anything to complain about. In Philippians 4 and verse 11, Paul wrote, "For I have learned that in whatever state I am, to be content." Dear friend, that message is for you as well. We're to find contentment even in our adversities, even in our challenging situations. Find the peace of God where we are, that we would not live our lives in constant dissatisfaction, discontent, grumbling and griping. I used to think that people complained because they had a lot of problems. But I have to come to realize the reason that they have problems is mainly because they complain. Complaining doesn't change situations or make them any better. It amplifies frustration, spreads discontent and discord, something that God doesn't like. And Proverbs 6 and verse 16 through 19, take a look in your Bible later and see what he has to say about sowing discord. And it can invoke an invitation for the destroyer to cause havoc with our lives. Complaining is a bad thing, dear friend. How important it is that believers guard the words of their mouth. The scriptures tell us that our words are literally the basis for whether we are justified or condemned. Realizing this, we should do our best to eradicate negative words, griping, or grumbling, and fill our mouth instead with praise and with thanksgiving. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 through 37, Jesus said, "But I say to you that for every idle word men will speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Christian people who have problems and difficulties, I think that that might include all of us, and who face situations that need change, as perhaps we all do at some time or another, we should avoid becoming a complainer, but we should instead become a person of prayer and faith. Commit your problems and challenges to the Lord. Trust Him to work out the situations in your life. Although David was a person just like us, who experienced many problems and had a lot of bad days, he resisted this temptation to complain, but instead took his problems to the Lord in prayer. He had confidence that his life was yielded to God and that he was in total control of his circumstances. So David trusted God and believed him that regardless of the situations that he was in, that God had a hand in those things, even the challenges that came his way. He believed that God had an effect of allowing these things in our life. Can you and I agree or believe that that is possible? That God may allow some things sometimes to bring us to our knees, bring us to a point of need, and when we cast our care upon Him and pray and seek His face, He will respond and help us, even as He did with David. Read what David wrote in Psalm 31, verse 9 through 14. "Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away with grief. Yes, my soul and my body, for my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away." Now, we might be able to conclude that David was complaining here to God, but that's not what he was doing. He was stating his case. He was reminding the Lord of what the problems were that he was going through, and he was taking his need to the Lord. In verse 14, "But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand." You see what David said here? He says, "I believe that I am in your control. My situation and my circumstances are in your hands. You're working them out." He goes on to say, "Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face shine upon your servant. Save me for your mercy's sake. Do not let me be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon you. Let the wicked be ashamed. Let them be silent in the grave." In verse 21, he says, "Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you. Oh, love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Yes, David knew what it was to have trials and difficulties and hardships and hassles, but David did not resort to giving his life over to complaining or bitterness, but he resorted to giving his heart over to faith and trusting God. And my friend, that's exactly what God wants you to do. This is the ultimate test of our faith, to trust that God is in control, even when difficulty is going on in our life. But complaining is a surrender to our circumstances, friend. It's a surrender saying that I don't believe really that God has anything to do with my circumstances. I challenge you to become a person of faith and prayer and confidence. And instead of complaining, praise God. In all things, give Him thanks despite what you're going through, and trust that there is being interwoven in your life a plan, even though some of that weave is difficult and hard, even though today or tomorrow or moments in your life are challenging. If you have turned your life over to Him and trusted Him, I can assure you He's working together a plan for you. Read Romans 8 and verse 28 over and over until you get that sown into your heart very firmly. I want to pray for you today because I know that some of you are going through these very kinds of things. And I've shared these things to encourage you to be a believer and a person who will trust rather than merely to be a victim of your circumstance. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven today, those who are suffering, those who are going through tribulation and hardship, I pray that, Father, that this hour we will yield ourselves to You and, Lord, trust You to work out our circumstance, to trust You that You are indeed the God of the universe. And as we have yielded our life to You, You know exactly what we're going through, and You are able, and You are certainly aware of how to bring about the plan and purpose in our life that we need. Let us not be complaining people, but let us be grateful people. And Lord, if there is one that has not received You as their Lord and Savior, let that be today during this program. Call upon the Lord and ask Him to come into your life today. We love you and God bless you, and it's been wonderful to come into your home once again on this program. Until next time, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us today. If you'd like a printed copy of today's message, please send your name and your address to Christian Life Center, 13010 State Highway 49, Grass Valley, California, 95949. Our website can be found at www.christian-life-center.com. For more information, call our church offices at 273-8475. Thank you, and God bless you.